The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If the Lakers and Clippers walked away from the season, the playoffs would have just been over. That would have been the end of the season. They would not have just said, okay, Mavericks, Blazers, you guys are through to the next round. Let's just keep this thing. That's not what would have happened. It would have all died immediately. And honestly, it probably wouldn't have taken both of them walking away. Like, if LeBron himself, one person, had said, I'm out, I don't think the playoffs would have gone on. Now everybody on the internet's mad at Brian Urlacher today.
What did he do?
He said Brett Favre played the Monday Night Football game the day his dad died, threw 4 touchdowns in the first half, and was a legend for playing in the face of adversity. NBA players boycott the playoffs because a dude reaching for a knife wanted on a felony sexual assault warrant was shot by police.
Again, this is another one of those things that I just disapprove of. False comparisons. Comparing Brett Favre's situation to this situation. I mean, it's maddening how often people do that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your numbers, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also join us on the Twitch channel where we have little games and whatnot on the breaks, and you can see America's beak, basically.
Is it America's beak?
Oh, it's America's beak. I mean, who has a better beak in America? Let's be honest.
I don't know. I'd have to give it some thought.
Jennifer Grey. Okay, she's.
It's true. Cher. She's also more famous than you.
Cher. Glorious. Rebecca Lobo's got a good beak.
Who's got the biggest man nose out there?
Is Barry Manilow still alive?
I don't know.
I mean, I think that would be your winner.
That's a great question.
Barbara Streisand's got a nice one.
She's not a man. That's a lady.
Yeah, but she's played a man in a movie before.
I guess that's accurate.
Is she still alive?
She is still alive. Okay. Barry Manilow, I'm not sure. Aaron, are you shaking your head? No, Barry Manilow's dead.
I believe he passed away.
R.I.P. Man, pour some out for Barry Manilow.
Before we get to your story.
The story that I teased, that's yes. The biggest story of the day. That's why we let off the show with it, obviously.
Yeah.
No, he is still alive.
Okay. Oh. Well, there you go.
God, I already told people to pour one out. You can't put it back in the bottle.
Well, if you pour it out of his beak, it's going to be the whole bottle
now
anyway.
I spilled my 40 all over the floor here in the studio. I was pouring some out for my homie, Barry Manilow.
And now, that's tomorrow when Tyler spills everything.
Tyler will inevitably spill the last bit of whatever beer he shotguns.
No, Proko was asking, I'm originally from Chicago and want a good deep dish. What's the best one in Houston? Well, first off, you're not going to, you know, it's not going to be anything like Chicago. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah.
But you knew that already, so. I think Star is probably the best deep dish, but there's a couple other really
good
ones,
too. There was one that opened up. There was one by Willowbrook and one in the Woodlands. I forget what the place was called.
Geno's East.
Yeah, Geno's East. And they both closed down.
Yep.
And it was like pre-COVID they closed down. Yeah. They just didn't make it. Honestly, I think part of the problem is, and I know, you know, some Chicago guys could be like, you're an idiot. The pizza takes too damn long. Like, no one wants to go to a restaurant, order a pizza, and then get their pizza an hour later. I get that that's how long it takes. I'm not faulting it. I don't hate the idea of it. I'm a person who's not opposed to waiting for good food. That said, I think I'm in the minority. I think a lot of people are unwilling to wait that long for pizza.
Yeah, and it's easier when you're going to Chicago because you kind of know you're going to have to
exactly.
wait. And so,
well, and I also think in Chicago, sometimes they've got everything ready to go. And unless you order some wacky-ass pizza, they probably, I don't know if they've got a head start on you.
But. Ask me that again tomorrow because the wife found a place that's relatively new
that we ordered from a couple weeks ago, and it was really good.
Okay.
But
I'll ask you that again tomorrow.
But keep in mind, it's nothing compared to any of the stuff in Chicago. Like Lou Malnati's and any of those places. There's 100. You guys are from Chicago. You know that. So, Howard Stern's got a big beak. So
oh, that is a big beak. I forgot about Howard.
Yeah.
He may have you trumped.
Yeah, he might. Dustin Hoffman.
No, not on Fred's level.
Mm. Fred, I would call you a bald eagle, but you went to Dr. Linville.
He's a furry eagle.
Yeah, everybody says Owen Wilson has a pretty nice beak, but Owen Wilson's nose isn't long.
It's different.
It's just, yeah, it's got character. All right, let's get
to your... It's big at the top.
Right.
Yours, it's very weird. Yours starts small and grows big. His is like, it's almost like it's been broken multiple times, so it comes out and then it just keeps going. His is a different kind of big.
By the way, I think Michael, Pick Me Michael told me this, but you can order Lou Malnati's from Chicago and they'll send it to you.
You can, but that's the same.
It's not the same, but it's probably still better than you're getting a lot of places.
Okay. Right. Eight Cornhusker footballers filed a lawsuit today against the Big Ten. They said that the league's postponement of the fall football season, they want it invalidated, and they want damages, which I'm assuming is money. The suit, which was filed in Lincoln County District Court, alleges the Big Ten is in breach of contract by not following its governing documents, under which athletes are third-party beneficiaries. The athletes have the right to expect the Big Ten will follow its own governing documents and all of its other rules, regulations, and guidelines, will not make arbitrary and capricious decisions, and when a vote on a decision as momentous as canceling all fall sports is announced, will conduct an actual vote. The lawsuit cites public statements from Minnesota president and Michigan State presidents and question whether a formal vote to postpone actually took place, if that was a real thing or something they just made up. They say the failure of the Big Ten to hold a vote on the purported decision to cancel the season is a violation of the governing documents, and the decision should be declared invalid and unenforceable. It's not about money or damages. It's about real-life relief. They want to play football in September, and they are disappointed that they can't. And, of course, the Big Ten says they overwhelmingly voted to postpone the fall sports season based on medical concerns. In the best interest and the health of safety of our student athletes, this was an important decision for our 14-member institution and surrounding communities. We share the disappointment that some student athletes and their families are feeling. However, this lawsuit has no merit, and we will defend the decision to protect all student athletes as we navigate through this global pandemic. We're actively considering options to get back to competition and look forward to doing so when it is safe to play. And it brings me back to the old days when Scott Frost said, we want to play football, and we hope it's in the Big Ten, but if it has to be somewhere else, I guess it'll be somewhere else. Are we living in a world where it's possible that a school leaves a conference because of COVID?
Oh, I think it's going to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think some of these lesser schools in big conferences may just wind up shutting things down. But Nebraska's not going anywhere. I mean,
where are they going to go?
Right, eight kids in a loss. Come on, you're going to sue somebody to make
them play.
Yeah,
foosball.
This is just dumb. Sorry, it has no merit.
Well, Nebraska can't go back to the Big 12. I don't think the SEC will take them.
No.
The ACC makes zero sense. I think they're screwed.
They're not going anywhere. Well, and
they're going to have to play in the MAC.
They're not.
Which really, the last few years, that's where they belong.
They're not going to get to play, man. I hate to break it to you.
Okay. Could Nebraska win the MAC? What are the odds Thursday?
Well, but guess what? MAC canceled too.
Damn it.
About the Mountain West.
Could Nebraska win the Mountain West, Fred?
Are they letting BYU in?
Let's say no for the purposes of this scenario.
But I think the Mountain West canceled, too. I could be wrong.
Oh, damn it.
Now, the AAC is still supposed to play.
Could Nebraska win the AAC?
Are they better than Central Florida and Memphis?
Okay. You tell me,
they
friend.
They could win it?
Would they win it this season?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they'd be top three.
Boy, there's some people who don't like Nebraska at all. They're calling them really ugly words. And saying that they suck those things. That's a really aggressive. Nebraska corn bleep suckers.
I've never heard that before.
I mean, I actually have never heard that before.
Really?
No.
Listen, people are mean. You know, this. It's okay to be mean about sports stuff, though. I just wish we wouldn't be mean about real issues.
Well, what fun is it to be mean about sports stuff?
Well, apparently it's really fun for Dodger fan and Yankee fan to...
to make Joe Kelly face?
Yeah.
Nice swing, bitch.
According to this article from August 5th, the Mountain West is still planning to start football no later than September 26th.
Yeah, I've been handicapping Mountain West. I was about to feel really stupid.
I thought they canceled. Who am I thinking? I know the MAC did. I'm certain the MAC did. The SWAC also did.
So there's no NHL games today or tomorrow.
No.
I don't understand. Like, once the NBA says, okay, well, because you know why the NHL is not playing. The NHL is not playing. That's white guilt, is what it is. Like, let's call it what it is.
But their black players called them out, which is why.
Okay.
And the problem is now you've got to reschedule these games so that they keep some kind of semblance of order so that it's balanced when you get to the finals in terms of who plays when. MF Johnson says, I like Nebraska fans. They were nice at the bars even if they lost to A&M. Nebraska is one of the coolest places I've ever been for fans. I went to a Texas-Nebraska game one year in Lincoln, and the fans were terrific.
Good folk.
They really were. And
you know who the worst are? The Ohio State University.
They're pretty bad. They're pretty bad.
pretty bad.
Like Nebraska fans are impossible to root against because I remember when I guess it was it Makovic that went in there and ended their home winning streak, or was it Mac? I think it was Makovic. I could be wrong. That's going back a ways.
Yeah.
But they all stood up and applauded UT for ending their winning streak. I thought that was pretty classy. Tell you who else is good fans. Kansas State, oddly enough. I mean, they're just very friendly people.
Well, I mean, I also think because they have very low expectations.
Well, so but you, no, the times...
If they win, they're excited. No,
this is when they were...
If they lose, they go, well, darn shucks. At least we're not Kansas.
No, this is when they were really good and almost winning the conference. Because otherwise, why would you care about Kansas State? So...
I still don't care about Kansas State, to be honest.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Kind of run the gamut today. We stayed on the topics today.
Well, let's talk. Can we talk off topic? There's some breaking news.
Oh, great.
From TMZ.
Let's hear it.
As you know, I like to give non-pedo news. Some would call me the anti-pedo.
Well, only on the Texans.
Nope. See, not true.
Well, you don't get to do it on everything.
Well, I get all anti-pedo news. And R. Kelly, do you even know who R. Kelly is?
Isn't he Reckless Kelly? Haven't we had this discussion?
No, he's not Reckless Kelly.
Okay.
R. Kelly.
I know who R. Kelly is.
What's your favorite R. Kelly song?
I don't know his songs. I know who he is because he's on TMZ all the time.
Okay, well, he's on TMZ today because an inmate jumped R. Kelly in his cell today.
Ooh, did he get pleasured?
I don't think that's what happened. A law enforcement source with direct knowledge says the incident recently went down inside the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Chicago, where R. Kelly was sitting on his bed when another inmate walked in his cell and started punching him repeatedly. One source says the inmate went on the attack because he was angry about the detention facility being placed on lockdown a couple times, largely due to R. Kelly protesters outside the jail. Apparently, the fight didn't last long And it's unclear if another inmate or guards broke it up. One source says Kelly was examined by a doctor who determined he was okay, no broken bones or serious injuries. But of course, they cannot comment on an individual inmate's conditions of confinement or medical status due to privacy and safety reasons. He's been there since, 2018? They said that R. Kelly's been a model citizen. Back in 2019, when he turned himself in at the jail, the 6,100 inmates had to sit in their cells anytime R. Kelly was moving around the prison. I could see how that would be frustrating.
Yeah, I think you might get shivved for that.
I've never been in prison, but I'd be really mad if this dude, who's a pedo, was like able to walk around the prison and I had to be locked down every time he goes for a walk or goes to take a shower or whatever. Nah, bro. I'm whooping that ass too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, especially if you're interrupting my poker game for smokes with all the guys. Yeah. Because I'll be in there. I'd be like Worm. You know, I'd win them all, and then I'd give them to him so that they would not kill me to curry favor. And then if he broke that game up, then I would have to have one of them, you know. You get shipped for things like that, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I'd turn it into a backyard party on his ass. On the down low.
That sounds like, okay. Well, Tony Soprano said in prison, it's okay.
I'd put it in like it was the ignition and turn the key on him.
Hmm.
With a little bump and grind.
Another obscure thing that I remember.
I'd say your body's calling R. Kelly.
Tony Soprano said that doesn't count in prison as homosexuality.
I know.
So, God, Tiger looks bad.
And I keep it on the down low.
They just showed.
Because I'm the world's greatest.
They just showed Tiger. He looks awful.
Dude,
he's aged a bunch.
Yeah, I noticed that. He does look old now.
Yeah.
I don't want to hate. I just turned 40 today. I mean, I could die any moment now.
I still think of you as like a 30-year-old smartass because...
I started radio when I was 24 years old. And 40-year-old people in radio hated me at that time because I would say they're old people. And they don't know anything because they're just old. Now it turns out the tables have turned. And here I am, old-ass AJ.
And Trey's going to come in tomorrow to do shots and call you old.
Trey would never do that. You know why? Because Trey respects his elders, unlike I did not respect mine.
Hey, as the non-pedo positive COVID reporter in Houston,
okay,
can I give my positive COVID update
Please
for the day?
Do.
Well, after a significant spike in cases on the 25th, which I mentioned yesterday, that was depressing. There was no good news. Well, on the 26th, we only had 1,194 new cases in the Houston area. That's the third lowest total since July 20th of new cases.
Okay. Hey.
So, hey, how about that? How about that for your... No one else is reporting this. I want this noted for the record. No one else reports this, but I daily go to this website, tmc.edu, and get the daily number of cases in the Houston area. And we've had, in over the last week, we've had three of the lowest days in a month.
Congratulations, so, non-COVID havers.
So for you non-pedo positive COVID news guys, there you go. How's that?
I appreciate it.
So.
Let's talk to Bobby. Hello, Bobby.
Yeah, just a comment on the Black Lives Matter and the sports world getting together.
All right.
You know, they took the fun out of it. And they want to walk out and protest. I say all the fans protest and hit them in the pocketbook. Where can a grown man go out and make $50 million playing a game? Quit buying their tickets. Quit watching the games. I'm done.
Well, here's you're welcome. Here's the thing. No one can buy tickets to these National Basketball Association games.
Yeah,
I mean, are the people who are on their blue screen, their digital fans, are they going to be like, hey, I want you to take me off that digital fan board. I will not be in the crowd for this game. Yeah, it's hard to say we're not going to spend any money at your games when the NBA is like, yeah, you can't come to our games.
Remove my cardboard cutout now.
That's like when, you know, when the bouncer asks you to leave, they kick you out of the bar. You're like, That's it. I'm leaving. And the bouncer's like, yeah, I'm making you leave. Well, you'll never get my money again. And they're like, yeah, that we're at that understanding now.
I'm not spending another dollar here tonight.
We don't want more of your money, and you can't stay here anymore. We get it. You please go away.
I
used to be a bouncer, and that's literally what every guy said. I'm never coming back here. I can't believe the way I'm getting treated here. When inevitably they started a fight with someone, and then they're like, well, I'm never coming. Well, yeah, sir. We don't want people who start fights in the bar to come back tomorrow. Please never come back, and that's okay.
And then they'd be back.
They would usually come back.
Yeah, they'd stay away for a couple days.
But usually if they come back, if they came back after a good whooping,
yeah,
they would be cool for a while. You almost never have to whoop the same dude two nights in a row. Pretty much never. Mm. And I worked at a live music bar in a military town, so a military-based town, that also was kind of a biker bar. And you know who doesn't get along? Biker guys and soldiers. That's a recipe for disaster. But what I would do is bring people together, like I still do today, Fred, right?
Sort of.
You would call me a unifier, right?
I don't know. I'd go that far.
Aaron, you would call me a unifier, right? That's what I thought. All right.
Nope. And the other thing is, I wish people would quit getting caught up on how rich guys are, how much money they make, because you know that doesn't suddenly keep them from being human beings. You know, I mean that always sounds jealous. It's like they're making millions of dollars.
Well, yeah, if you make lots of money, you're not allowed to have an opinion on social matters. Don't think that's fair. I make a little bit of money. I feel like I'm still allowed to have an opinion. I feel like if I were desolate and poor, I'd still be allowed to have an opinion.
I just wish you had better opinions.
I do too, Fred. The show would be a lot better if I did.
Somebody on the Twitch says the world's getting better everywhere else except America. I blame movements. I got news for you guys. I mean, we focus on America because we're in America. There's a lot of crap going on in a lot of places around the world right now. And it's not just here. It's just, you know, but we shouldn't care about the rest of the world. We should care about America and fixing America. And I'm not saying don't care about the rest of the world. But, man, there's a lot of divisiveness. You know, think of Canada as our little friendly neighbors to the north. Did you see the story about Logan Couture, who was in Toronto, and allegedly some dude took a sucker punch at him because he dared mention Donald Trump?
No.
I don't know if I believe it, but
that's what I hate. You can't, but like, I remember when you could believe everything you read on the internet. Those days are long gone, aren't they?
I don't know that you ever could, but
of course you could.
But yeah, but apparently he got sucker punched, and it's just now if he'd been in Edmonton and mentioned Donald Trump, he'd have gotten a high five.
He would have been a hero.
Yeah.
Or Calgary.
Yeah. Well, I told you about this stuff that I stirred up in Calgary, didn't I?
No.
Well, we were in.
Were you a meth chef? What were you?
No, saying? No. I was in the bar waiting on my plane, and I was still a little drunk from the night before. And there were a bunch of people who from Alberta were also at the bar waiting to catch their flights to wherever. And somebody was, oh, you're American, and what do you think of Donald Trump? And I go, well, let me turn the question around. What do you think of America electing Donald Trump?
So you're doing the thing where you're deflecting by asking a question to a question. That's a good idea.
Yeah, because I didn't want to really get into it. And
were you surprised they elected Donald Trump? And always use they, not like we.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't put yourself on the team.
No,
I said
America. I didn't say they.
Yeah.
But I didn't we it either. So
okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so it was.
Were you surprised that Americans elected him?
Yeah, and what do you think of America?
You were doing a feeling out process.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And because I mean, you know, it's basically like a continuation bet, right? You know, you lead out with something and then you totally miss the flop, so you go ahead and fire another bet just to see where you are. Yeah. And oh my God, the stuff they were saying about, well, it's better than that R word that we can't use anymore.
we have running our country.
Oh,
and like,
no.
And I mean, they were just vicious, man. It's like, I wish we had Donald Trump. And I mean, the whole bar, and they're just going on and on and on. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe I stirred this up. It's awesome.
I thought they were always polite and friendly.
There are times and places in Canada where, yes, they're very polite and friendly, but they've gotten Americanized up there. I hate to say it, depending on where you are. And they will be friendly. Like that, I really did step on a girl's foot one time in Mississauga, and she apologized for getting in the way, and she was sincere about it. I mean, that's a true story, and I'd heard that before, and I was, you know, drunk, so I'm kind of staggering down the hallway, and step on, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, no, no way, that was my fault. I'm really sorry for getting in your way. And I'm like, no, that's all on me. Oh, no, let me buy you a beer. Well, you're pretty cute, but, you know, I was with the wife, so it didn't really work out. But yeah, that's true. And in most things, they're like that. But boy, you get them into politics now, and they're just like us. You can't have a discussion, and it's brutal. So I'm enjoying listening to conservative Canadian talk right now, because they're trying so hard to do what our guys do, and they're so far behind. Like, they want to be Fox News so bad, and they're just a bad version of Fox News. It's like they can't even insult people the right way. Like, they had the leader of the conservative party on there. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to get to hear what some of his policies are and what he wants to do. No, it's like, oh, Justin Trudeau is the worst prime minister we've ever had. Okay, and I'm waiting for the follow-up. How so? Tell us he's just the worst we've ever had. I'm like, oh, God, you guys suck at this. You suck at this. But yeah, we're not the only ones that, I mean, and let's be honest, we should be better than all these other guys. We should. We're not. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they saying I'm ready? It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wish. At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And Texter 713 says, Fred, if you think it's bad in Canada, wait till you listen to the vitriol of the Brits when it comes to their politics, especially if it's about Brexit. Yeah, we were talking about that on the Twitch. There's a bunch over there, too. The whole world has gotten stupid when it comes to politics. So Padrone asking, Fred, do you have a decent skyhook? Is that a nose joke?
I think that's
a nose joke.
Yep.
So yeah.
Although it would be funny to see you attempt a skyhook.
Well, I used to be able to do a hook shot, but no one has a skyhook like friggin' Jabbar. I mean, he was 12 feet tall.
Right.
Mine was more like Tim Duncan's sort of flip hook, which it never looked pretty, but it always went in. Not mine, Tim Duncan's.
Right.
I
think every white guy develops a hook shot, and it's never effective because, let's face it, I'm about to say something racist.
Go ahead.
White people aren't as athletic as black people, it seems, on the basketball court, and they can do things with the basketball that we just can't. Not all white people. There's some white. Well, Luke is a baller. He's a genetic freak. But like me.
But he's foreign. He's not white.
I wasn't beating dudes off the dribble. No, I was slow and white. And yeah, I tried that stupid hook shot. It doesn't work. It's not effective. Stop trying to use that, white people.
Well, as I got older, I used it more because
you got less athletic.
Well, when I was younger, I was quick enough to get by guys. Now, when I started playing real players, no. But basically, when I got older, I just used my butt to push him back a couple feet and then flip the sky hook, or the hook, not the sky hook. And, you know, it went in sometimes. Sometimes it didn't. Now I'm just, I mean, I can't do anything. All I can do is stand out there and shoot threes. So I can still pass a ball, but the problem is, you know, I never play with more than one-on-one anymore. Like, we'll just, and it basically turns into a three-point shooting contest because we're all old and slow. But Felicia, uh-oh, statements like that got Jimmy the Greek fired back in the 80s, AJ.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. What else do we need to get to here? Because we're only got one segment left. And that's going to be Hoffman on Hollywood.
That is going to be Hoffman on Hollywood.
If there's something important you want to get in, now's the time, pal.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I've been blabbing my head the whole damn show.
Well, I know, but about one topic. I'm just saying, if you got something else you want to get in, now's the time. I got plenty. I got, you know, not a lot of really appropriate stuff.
Wow.
I've got something that follows up on a sort of running joke we had the other day about an asteroid, which apparently there is a new, that big asteroid, it's called Oumuamua, that we've talked about, 1,300 foot long, that first appeared in our solar system 2 years ago.
Okay. Is this the one coming on the election day?
No. This one's 1,300 feet long. This one is like, and it's shaped like,
this one's like Fred's nose.
It's kind of like my nose. But it's oblong and it's totally different and it's baffled scientists.
Baffling.
And this is why, basically, I've decided that all scientists basically just steal the plots of movies, and that becomes their theory. Because we were joking the other day about aliens sending these things, right? Remember Starship Troopers? One of our great listeners referenced Starship Troopers, and that's what it was. Guess what they've decided this is? It doesn't move like a typical asteroid. It's also somehow accelerating, and no one can figure out why. The alien sent it.
Makes sense.
So,
what do you theorize?
Well, as an ancient astronaut theorist, I believe that the aliens that they keep referring to actually live here on the planet, and that this is some part of an interstellar war that we've become involved in. And so, the bug planet, where, you know, this is basically bug plasma from the bug planet. Because as a theorist, I'm just going to steal the plot of Starship Troopers. And then what's going to happen is, we're going to team up with the aliens that we have, and then we're going to fly to their home planet, but we're going to be totally unprepared for their defenses, and we're going to have to come up with a new strategy and a new sky marshal. And so, then we'll have to go and blast the rocks with our fleet, and then go in and mop them up and catch a brain bug. And when we do that,
I should have said no. I shouldn't have asked this question.
That's a plot of Starship Troopers.
I have a fun story. It's fun for us, but not fun for the people involved.
Okay.
In the Philippines, apparently a local government was having their weekly Wednesday meeting. They do their conference calls. And they do them via Zoom, and they've started using Zoom audio and leaving the video out of it. Well, a government official, doesn't really say exactly what his position is, but he's the boss, and his name is Jesus Estil. He is not great at using Zoom, so he pushed video call. So while everybody else just has a blank box, his video was up. He was unaware of this because apparently while on his weekly meetings, he likes to have sex with his secretary during the meetings.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Not wise.
I mean, I wouldn't. They all started their discussions. The captain stood up and walked towards the woman seated on the sofa a few steps away from the computer. Unknowingly, they began performing acts on each other while their stunned colleagues watched on. The woman was later identified as his secretary and also the accountant at the local government office. One of his colleagues was able to record the scene, which, kind of a snitch. I'll just throw that out there. The video was later made public. And they have filed a petition to oust the captain for misconduct. And the Department of Interior and local government said that he will be relieved of his post as quickly as possible. They said this is not simple misconduct. This is grave misconduct.
Dude, who would rat them out, man? I would be like, okay, this is going to make these meetings a lot more interesting each week.
Yeah. I mean, or you at least blackmail the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
I'm guessing he muted the audio of the conversation, too, because don't you think other people in that meeting would see it and start being like, you would hear some dead silence for a second until everybody realized what was going on?
You don't think people just said, Captain, you're on video. I don't think that would have happened. I think everybody would just watch and come, especially the boss. You go, oh.
But if the audio is going, you still need to make it sound like the meeting is going, even if nobody's paying attention to it.
Because let's face it, if I had set up a Zoom appointment with all of our on-air guys during COVID and you guys saw me plowing someone, would you guys have all said, hey, AJ, hey, buddy? I don't think you guys would have done that. You guys would have gone, oh, damn.
But I don't know if all of us are smart enough to know that, hey, make it at least sound like the meeting is still going so that AJ doesn't realize that we're all watching him
go to
pound
down. Yeah, that's a good move.
See, I would have... I mean, I think you can basically go in and turn people's screens off. I would have tried to have his back there.
Well, I appreciate that.
And then
that,
chastise
Fred.
Him later. Dude, come on, man. Nobody wants to see your
white
butt.
What's wrong with you?
Jeez. I mean, if you could have turned it around where we could have seen the chick, that would have been all right. Nobody would have had a problem with that. But, I get it. You know what? It's like anything in life. It depends on who it is. If it's a really attractive person, everybody's going to be like, oh, this is kind of cool. If it's...
Well, she's a great big fat person.
If it's that, yeah, nobody's going to... Well, some people are into that. I don't know. And I would be...
And Lamont points out that we're not covering the Texans scrimmage because we're rookies. That's true. We're also not on the A-list.
Well, we'll...
I'm guessing Pat D. Stat. Has his credential been revoked? Is he allowed to go out there?
That should be part of the Texans marketing slogan.
I think that...
We are Texans. We like pedos, but Fred and AJ can't come out here. Because they're not pedos.
Yes, they know we're only reporting non-pedo news. I'm like, well,
no, we can't have that out here.
None of that.
All right.
Jerks.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5. First things first, you are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Last sober segment of the week. I think we can safely say that.
My wife's driving me to work tomorrow. Mostly so we can just have one car for one, because we're going to dinner in Montrose tomorrow. And we don't want to have two cars because the place that we're going, apparently well known for their cocktails.
Okay.
So I plan on partaking.
Well, good. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with Kanye. Con the Louis Vuitton Don. Kanye West apparently has taken advantage of a tech company to advance his Yeezy brand and launch his popular Sunday service. And then left them high and dry. My Channel Inc. says it's a black-owned business specializing in video and e-commerce technology. They claim they linked up with Kanye in spring of 2018 to help him maximize revenues for his Yeezy merchandise. And they allege Kanye got the company to work around the clock for 6 months based on a series of business promises, including a future $10 million investment, and estimates it put in 10,000 man hours and invested $7 million of its own into the Yeezy project. Sounds like a big deal for all of this, right?
Yeah.
However, after the 6 months, NYC claims it became clear Kanye had no intention of following through on his promise, and he cut ties, but not before allegedly jacking its technology for his newly launched Sunday service. The company alleges Kanye's promise of a partnership were just an effort to fuel his Yeezy brand and steal confidential tech to make millions on Sunday service. So now they're suing him over it, seeking more than $20 million in damages. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I bet you they'll settle for their $7 million back plus about five.
That'd probably work.
Yeah. In fact, I'll arbitrate for them if they like.
I hate that this is happening, but I guess we should put it out there. Kate McKinnon of Saturday Night Live fame will play that bitch Carol Baskin in a new NBC Universal television and streaming platform. The series, ordered without a pilot episode, will be based on the podcast Joe Exotic. The NBC Broadcast Network Cable's USA channel and the recently launched Peacock streaming service will all release the new Joe Exotic series. I don't know how I feel about this.
I think it's a horrible idea. I have no interest in it.
I think we all kind of have gotten the story and we're good.
Yeah.
Just a quick shout out. August 27th, 1990, which would have been my 10th birthday, Stevie Ray Vaughan passed away. He was in a band called Double Trouble and passed away. And thought it deserved more than just a shout out in the deaths yesterday.
It's a cold shot.
I see what you did there. One of the great, you agree, one of the great guitar players of all time, or is that a...
I think he's...
It's a hyperbole.
It's a little hyperbole, but he was fantastic, and one of the great Texas guitarists of all time.
All right. Josh Ennis would be upset because his dad will be. Joe Ruby, the creator of Scooby-Dooby-Doo, has died at 87 years old.
He's also Jack Ruby's brother.
Everyone knows that. Mm. Died of natural causes, but I think he would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those pesky natural causes.
Do you see this fruit bat survived? This Weather Channel fruit bat that was in Lake Charles?
Oh, no.
That was rooting against him?
I thought you were giving a homophobic slur to that newsman.
No, I mean, I meant he's a fruit bat and that he's a loon.
Oh, okay.
That's a phrase I use. Can I not use that phrase?
I don't know.
I'm not implying that he's gay.
Well, then I thought that you were talking about an actual bat.
Well, bat bleep crazy is where that comes from. So,
and I want to apologize because earlier today, Joel and I and Charlie, we were discussing the hottest chicks in commercials. And I said, I'm a big fan of Milana Vantrub, who's Lily from the AT&T commercials. I find her beautiful. And apparently, she has been facing waves of online sexual harassment, and including manipulated images and objectifying memes, many of which have distorted her personal photos and are sexualizing things that aren't real. Crude comments about her appearance, and she says that the harassment brought up feelings of sexual assault. So I didn't realize this morning when I came on with Charlie and Joel and talked about her. I was honestly just trying to say a nice thing. I find her to be a peach. And I mean that in the most respectful way and non-threatening
way. Is that a fruit or a vegetable?
Peach is a fruit.
Okay, so what are you saying?
But what I'm saying is I am sad. A lot of people are posting milk emojis on her pictures. I think they're referring to her breasts.
Not wise, guys.
So this is kind of a hey man bleep that, because why don't y'all leave my girl Lily alone? All she's trying to do
she's cute. I mean, I like her.
I like her a lot. I think she's fascinating.
But if you're going to be in a commercial, there's going to be people who think you're hot.
Yeah, but leave her alone on the interwebs.
Well, like, I'm not doing anything.
I'm not talking to you. Oh. I'm talking to the people that are like...
Well, but the interwebs suck.
Photoshopping, like, boobies onto her pictures. Like, act like she's got her cans hanging out of her AT&T shirt. Lily would never do that, guys. She's a lady. And that, friends, is Hoffman on Hollywood.
Well, there you go. So that was that your only choice on the hot commercial ladies?
She was my favorite.
Okay. I still go with the Esurance chick, cartoon chick, but.
Lamont says, wait, homie, you're doing 40 years old wrong. You're going to Montrose for cocktail? You forgot the S, Lamont.
Hey, man.
One's not enough.
When in Rome, whatever. All right, let's get the hell out of here. Tomorrow, happy hour. God knows where the show's going to go. Hopefully nothing important will happen in the world because we're not going to be equipped to handle it, that's for sure. Good job today, Aaron. Good job, AJ.
Peace and love.
One of the two would be fine. You know, I'll settle for batting 500 on that. All right, till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.